Volcano by Magali Hendricks. Chapter 1. Gentlemen, said the mayor, we have very little time, only a few days. We mustn't waste a moment. We must do everything we can. He looked at the men sitting in front of him. They were the most important men in the town. They shook their heads in agreement. Yes, said Mr. Leonard, the owner of the large sugar factory. We must do everything possible. We can't let the other side win. It was 11 o'clock on the morning of Monday, the 28th of April, 1902. The men were sitting in a large room in the town hall. They were having a meeting to talk about the elections. The governor, the mayor continued, sent me a message yesterday. He told me that these elections are very important. He said our party must win them. He is watching us closely. Excuse me, said Joseph Lamont, the geography teacher at the town's largest school. I'm sorry to interrupt, but before we discuss the elections, perhaps we should talk about the volcano. The situation is becoming... My dear Mr. Lamont, said the mayor, we don't have any time to discuss that now. The elections are in 2 weeks. We have a lot of things to do. We don't want to lose the elections, do we? I know, said the teacher. But there is smoke coming from the top of the mountain. Everyone is talking about it. I think the situation is becoming dangerous. Maybe the volcano... Listen, replied the mayor. You are quite new here. If I remember correctly, you arrived in our town only 2 years ago. But the mountain was there 1,000 years ago. It was there 10,000 years ago. It smokes a little from time to time, it's true, but that doesn't do any harm. He took a large cigar from his pocket and lit it. I too smoke a little from time to time, he said, but my wife is the only one who complains. All the men laughed, except the geography teacher. Believe me, said the mayor, nothing is going to happen. The last time the mountain was like this was 50 years ago. The old people still remember it. It smoked a little then too, and made some noise, but that was all. Then it went back to sleep again. It'll do the same this time too, you'll see. The teacher sat back in his chair and said nothing more. The name of the town was Saint-Pierre. 30,000 people lived there. It was the second largest town on the island of Martinique. Only the capital was bigger. It was a beautiful town. Some people said it was as beautiful as Paris. Its streets were busy and full of life and colour. There were schools, churches, a theatre, a hospital, and many other fine buildings. There was also a large park with strange plants from different parts of the world. People walked there in the evenings. They also walked along the edge of the sea. The ladies wore wide dresses and carried small umbrellas. The men wore top hats and smoked cigars. The harbour was full of ships. Sailors came and went, carrying heavy bags full of sugar and large barrels full of rum. Behind the town, 5 kilometres away, was the mountain. Its sides were green with bushes and trees. From its top, some white smoke was rising slowly into the sky and mixing with the clouds. The mountain seemed to be sleeping. Chapter 2. After the meeting at the town hall, Mr. Leonard walked back home. His house and sugar factory were 3 kilometres to the northeast of the town, at the foot of the mountain. It was a nice warm day, and Mr. Leonard walked quickly, thinking about the elections. Arriving at the factory, he was surprised to see some workers standing outside it, waiting for him. One of the workers took off his cap. Sir, the man said, we're all worried about the volcano. We can hear the noises it's making. We can see the smoke. We're afraid to stay here. We think something bad is going to happen. Nonsense, said Mr. Leonard. Every 50 years the mountain smokes a little and makes a little noise, but nothing else happens. Really, there's nothing to worry about. How can you be sure, sir? Asked the worker. There are no birds in the trees, and the animals in the fields are acting strangely, and sometimes you can feel the ground shaking. The birds and the animals don't like the smoke, that's all, said Mr. Leonard. But here's what I'll do. I'll go up to the top of the mountain and take a look. I'll show you that there's nothing to worry about. That afternoon, Mr. Leonard climbed up the side of the mountain. After an hour, he felt thirsty. There was a small river running down the mountain. He stopped beside it to drink. He put his hand into the water. That's strange, he thought. Usually the water in this river is as cold as ice, but today it's quite warm. He continued his climb. An hour later, he stood at the top of the mountain. He looked down into the crater of the volcano. The crater was like the inside of a gigantic bowl of soup. There was a small lake of green water.